Affordable Granite, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this Fran?
It is.
Hey, Fran, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Extremely busy, to be honest.
That's wonderful.
All right, so what I wanted to follow up with you is, A, did you get your equipment? Is it working all right?
Oh, yeah, we've been having that. I think I'm on, what, my fifth or sixth payment with you guys?
Cool.
This is automatically drafted out.
I'm sorry?
It just drafted out automatically.
Yeah, it does. So I just want to touch base with you. No beating around the bush. Most of the customers I work with, they work with me multiple times. So we have another product I think I talked to you about, which is working capital, which is unsecured cash if you can use it. But also, my phone's kind of been going crazy at the end of the year because I have customers saying, hey, look, I'm trying to take advantage of Section 179. I want to buy something more to take advantage of it. Are you guys looking for any equipment or cash at your end?
Not at the moment, but it's interesting you mention that because when I was with my CPA yesterday, she brought that up. So she said, if you need anything, we're all worried this may be the last year.
It is.
Because of different things, and especially if idiot boy Trump's elected.
I can't comment on that, but I
know you can't. But that's okay. Just let that lie. But actually, so my husband and I were talking about this a little bit, and I asked him, I said, is there anything else you need? And to my knowledge, he hasn't mentioned anything. Capital, as far as working capital, I hate borrowing money unless I can get it at super cool rates. And I have a friend right here in town, when I need 20 grand, he'll let me have it for 10 days. Very short term, very great rates. In fact, he's still pissed I didn't do the Fab King that way.
You know, a 10-day loan is not appropriate for, the way that I see it is,
quick cash.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have a customer that we're funding a loan for, and they're approved at Chase Bank for a $250,000 line of credit. Guess what the condition of the line of credit is?
God knows.
Keep $250,000 in your account.
Why the hell would you do that?
Hell if I know. But that's what the customer is telling me. That's what they're telling me. Hey,
make you feel better. They're investigating Chase just as we speak for the exact same thing that Wells Fargo did.
Look, these large banks, I'm glad I don't work at one of them, not because they're bad, but because they're...
Not just that, but your rates were better than they were.
It's not just...
I went to my local bank when we were going to do this, because I do have a line of credit I hardly ever use. PNC Bank wanted more, and they wanted me to also leave the exact cost of that thing in my line of credit. Like, well, that's not a loan. If it's my 20 grand, and I'm just, as you know, I keep about 20, 25,000 at all times in the account. They want me to buy a CD at 1%. And I was, so that's why we went with y'all. And
the
I
reason
pay that off, by the way, in June.
With your line of credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your line of credit with Chase?
$25,000. It's with PNC.
I don't know. I always tell customers to leave lines of credit open, but I can't stop them. The reason I tell them to leave it open is simply sometimes when you pay them off, they're not offering it, unless it costs you something to leave it open, which I don't know. But, Section 179, it's basically a very interesting thing where I do have a lot of customers that are extremely concerned that it's not going to be extended. I'm not sure if you remember, but Section 179 back a few years ago during the recession, I believe it allowed for the entire cost of the equipment. I had customers that came to me and said, hey, look, it's great. When no one's making a profit, you get these huge breaks. But simply put, it was something where people said they could write out a tremendous amount of money. And, if there is something you're looking for year end, I just want to give you an idea of what you could qualify for. I think that's a good part and what can be easily done. So, for me looking at your file, and I'm going to look at the business side of it, not the, obviously the personal side of it. I look at the basic sales and credit and overall cash flow to say, what can I do? And, what can I do? And can this be done quickly? So I've got your affordable file up here. And by the way, is marble and granite the biggest thing you're selling now, or are you selling like a lot of quartz?
About 30% quartz, 30% real marble. I'm one of the few people in town who does a ton of white Carrara marble because I understand it, and then the rest is just granite.
Gotcha.
My average ticket is $3,100.
And is that for a remodel or for what is that for?
Yeah, that's a flip your top, we call it.
So that just means like redo the countertops basically?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm about 60% customers come directly to me, then I have 20% of that showrooms that I furnish their tops to, like right. And then I have nursing homes that I do a bunch of work for.
Gotcha.
So I'm commercial. I'm predominantly residential. Then I guess you would call the kitchen bath dealers commercial, except most of them, like last month I did $30,000 worth of vanities for two guys.
Interesting.
But
okay.
It was all in retirement homes.
Gotcha.
They're pulling out Corian and putting in the granite.
Yeah, that's what I actually just, I didn't pull out Corian. I pulled out something much nastier in my place. It makes sense. I mean, the Corian thing is for the remodels, and I'm sure they're like rentals, correct?
No, these are nursing facilities. So I guess, you know, you pay to live there. Like one of them we just did, it's $5,000 a month to live there. So when you're spending that kind of money, people want it to be pretty, even though you're mashuga.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, that's they have them that are more than that a month here.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, my God. I mean, crazy money. I don't know how people afford it. And these aren't people who use Medicare. I mean,
no, they don't accept that. Absolutely.
Personal money, yeah. But they took all the vanities out and the showers out. And see, I don't install any of that. I just make it. The guy picks it up and puts it in.
Okay.
It's far more profitable than installing because you don't have to carry that install box.
You're just the fabricator. You control your costs.
Right.
I gotcha.
Installation bonds have had a huge jump in the last 3 years because of a bunch of dumbasses who didn't pay their bills and they actually had to exercise the bonds. Well, when a few people do that, the insurance companies penalize everybody, including the good people.
Oh, okay.
Because they want their money back.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's the same with banking. You know, if you have a couple of bad apples in your portfolio, it hurts everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. People just don't, you know, well, gee whiz, the banks can afford that. No, they can't. No, they can't. Stop that. It's like foreclosed houses. I have a flipper I work for who does nothing but foreclosed bank houses. I do a job a month for him, sometimes two a month. And everything he does has to meet the bank's qualifications. The reason he has to use me is I'm bonded. There's cheaper people in town, but they're not bonded.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Do you do
Fair
not,
enough.
You don't do FHA, do you?
I don't do any type of mortgages. So the two products that... I know a lot of people that are doing well mortgages. I've been doing this for 9.5 years, so I actually get a lot of referral business. I get a lot of people that say, hey, I worked with Ruben, here's his information, give him a call. But the two products we do are the working capital and the equipment loans. Just, you guys do about how much in sales, by the way? I don't have that for some reason in front of me. What is your annual sales per year?
About 500 grand.
So, me looking at your file, you've got, the good things are, you got good credit and good time in business. And so, pretty much we have some no questions asked programs up to about $150 where we don't need any tax returns or financials, just 3 months of bank statements. So, while I can't guarantee an approval, you were approved for several programs when you applied. I'd be pretty surprised if we couldn't do anything up to $150 for you for new or used equipment. And you could do that up to a 5-year term with probably two payments due at signing, a first and last payment. You could do something shorter as well, but to give you an idea of dollar amount, you could probably do about, in terms of equipment, anything up to about $150 shouldn't be an issue. And kind of the other product we offer is, so the working capital, I think why it's been so popular for us, is you have a line of credit with your bank, and what's your limit? You said like 20 grand?
25.
So what makes our program...
It used to be 50 before the recession. They just cut everybody's...
Correct. It's basically something that you can't... No one's 25 grand is good, but it's not a huge amount of money. So where our program really benefits is this. You can refer to me, and by the way, we do pay referral fees, so it's a big part of my business. If you have someone that you send over to us, we'll pay you a referral fee, generally about 1%. It's also, we're not going to tax you for it. It's going to be a preloaded debit card. So, and if for some reason, that's an inspector calling me in right now. Can I call you right back? I just saw they called me on my cell phone, so it must be an urgent site issue. Can I call you right back?
Call me later. Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.